down the road, you'd be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than the ones you did. So dream, explore, say yes to life. Be inspired to live life as an exciting adventure of discovery. You are listening to the Inspire Possibility Show, and I'm your host, Mark Susnow. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Inspire Possibility Show, the show that hopefully will inspire you to think differently, to perhaps do things that you've always thought about doing but you put on the back burner, or maybe you just had that fear of getting out of your comfort zone. And every week I invite people who I consider cutting-edge thought leaders. And let me tell you about who we have today. We have Beth Greer. She's also known as the Supernatural Mom. She's a best-selling author of Supernatural Home, and she's a foremost expert on toxin-free living, and she's an award-winning journalist, holistic lifestyle educator, and her book, by the way, has been endorsed by Deepak Chopra, Dr. Joseph McCullough, and many others, and she has a wealth of information about how you can detox your home and all the problems that it could cause you. So welcome, Beth Greer, to the Inspire Possibility Show.
Thank you, Mark. Nice to be here.
Good. So tell me about Supernatural Mom. How did that come about?
Gosh, I'm trying to remember the exact moment. I wanted to start writing about the healing that had occurred for me. And I was thinking, well, I was just trying to find the right name for it. And I just was thinking of, the natural mom. So I had a young child at the time. And I thought, no, it's supernatural. It's beyond natural. So So I sort of took it to the next level, but it's not supernatural like woo-woo poltergeist, you know, but it's sort of a play on words.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I always, and I think you've kind of alluded to, what I'm getting at is I always assume we teach what we want to learn. And so when somebody writes a book, I'm always curious what was going on in your life, what prompted you to get this identity and to write the book. So what was going on in your life at the time?
Yeah, I had been running a company called the Learning Annex, and I had a lot of the people that you've interviewed on your show, John Bradshaw and John Gray, for example, were some of my teachers. Deepak was one. And so it was a multinational company, and I thought I was leading a healthy lifestyle. I was eating right, I thought, and I was exercising. I had a meditation practice where I'd call my staff into the office at 4 o'clock and we'd sit for 20 minutes and meditate. And I didn't smoke or drink, and watching my weight and all that. And out of the blue, I remember it was like December, the end of the year, around this time, I developed a pain in my shoulder, and I went to my chiropractor, and after 5 sessions, the pain was getting worse. And he said, I think you need to go get an MRI because I think you have a herniated disc. But what they discovered was that it wasn't a herniated disc. It was a tumor in my chest, and it was big.
Wow.
It was like the size of a tennis ball. And I just thought, like, whoa, how did this happen? just didn't make any sense to me. And so, anyway, I had booked a week at this retreat center called the Optimal Health Institute down in San Diego.
I've been there. Yeah, I've been there many times.
Yeah. So, then wheatgrass juice, raw food, raw organic juices and colonics. And after 3 days of that, I started to notice that the pain that I was in was diminishing. And
wow.
I want to back up for 1 second to say that I did have this mass biopsied, and it was benign. It was called a schwannoma tumor, a nerve root tumor, and three top Bay Area surgeons, I went to see each of them consecutively, and they couldn't agree on how to access it. One wanted to cut me under my collarbone, the second one under my armpit, and the third one from behind, and he wanted to remove one of my ribs. So when I went to OHI and I was there, you know, as I say, just a few days, I noticed that I didn't need sleeping pills to knock me out because I couldn't find a comfortable place to sleep without the pain. And so I just thought, well, this is so interesting. Like, what's going on here? I actually, I discovered that it occurred to me, the word that came to me was a simplify, that I was simplifying what I was putting in my body. And because I, even though I thought I was eating healthy, we all think, oh, I eat healthy. I hear that all the time, but it's not always the case. And everyone's different, and you know, some diets are better for others than for ourselves. And so going raw and green and 100% organic was the thing my body needed to cleanse. And so I came home after a week there and decided to continue this process of eating very, very simply. And then I thought, well, what else can I simplify? And I looked at what I was putting on my skin, and the makeup I was using, and the moisturizing, the cream, the deodorant, everything. I started reading labels like crazy. I have a background in journalism, a master's degree from NYU, and that sort of helped me understand the value of research. And so researched like crazy and started throwing away all the toxic stuff in my home that I was putting on my skin, and switched out to natural things like deodorant, baking soda as a deodorant, for example. Coconut oil on my skin instead of the creams with the paragraph's worth of chemicals. And then the last thing that occurred to me was, what was I surrounding myself with that I could simplify? And I had been cleaning with a bottle of Windex. You know, we grew up with this stuff. And I looked at the label on the back, and it said, precautionary statement, hazardous to humans and domestic animals, right on the label. And so I thought, well, this can't be good. So I found, you know, baking soda, hydrogen peroxide, and white vinegar. Really, you can clean your entire house with it. And a little essential oil, lemon essential oil, you know, and even get pine-scented essential oil. So much better than Pine Sol, right? And so it took about 9 months. I was working with a naturopathic doctor, too, and I was doing saunas and jumping on a trampoline and getting my lymph moving, you know, the meditating and getting my body moving and just eating 100% raw food, organic and all that.
For that whole 9 months,
the whole time,
raw food.
Yeah, I was very dedicated to it. I went and bought a dehydrator and a Vitamix, and you know, very committed to.
I still have all those.
Okay.
The dehydrator and the Vitamix.
Yeah, right. Well, I still use my Vitamix every day, but I'm not raw anymore. It's really good for me. I discovered it was good as a cleansing, you know, a detox cleanse to get stuff out of my body, because we're exposed to so many things, from flame retardants in our couches and in our mattresses, and you know, the stuff in our food, the food additives, the food dyes, the pesticides, everything's being sprayed with glyphosate, you know, so just all that stuff, it gets backed up in our livers and in our bodies. And so if we don't detoxify it out, it can get backed up, like what happened with me. So that this was almost 17 years ago that this happened. And so that's what motivated me to write the book, because I realized our bodies are self-healing if we just don't gunk them up with all the stuff that we're exposing ourselves to. And I wanted to shout it out to everybody, you know, that don't wait until you get sick. Make small changes now and stay healthy.
I get it. I get it. And so what you do is you go to people's homes and kind of check out their homes and say, hey, this is causing you toxins and da-da-da, stuff
right,
like
well,
that. Is that what you do? You're like a consultant?
So yes, I'm a in-home detox consultant. So what I found was that people would call me up because they had like mystery conditions that the doctors couldn't figure out. So, and I always would find a solution. I feel like I'm this toxic detective. You know, it comes in. Sometimes you just need another set of
eyes. I like
lines.
That, by the way. That's a cute name, the toxic detective.
Yeah, I have the URL. I have to figure out what to do with it. But anyway. So like, for example, this woman called me up and she said, you know, I have this chronic cough. I'm on codeine cough syrup and inhalers and 2 years, and the doctors, you know, don't know why. And she goes, the funny thing is that when I sleep in hotels, I don't cough. And I'm like, well, hello, it's got to be something in your home. And so then I went into her home and looked around, and in her bedroom, she had like tons of scented candles, but fragranced with, you know, when you see a word fragrance on a label, it can mean there's up to 100
right.
different synthetic chemicals in that one word. It's a catchphrase.
Uh-huh.
So remove the candles, cough, gone. Or uh-huh. a little boy who had headaches. Also, another one, he's 11 years old. His mom had taken him for a brain scan and all kinds of allergy testing. He woke up every morning with a headache. What could be the reason? And it's all like, I come into her home, sparkling clean. She only cleans with vinegar and hydrogen peroxide, right? And
uh-huh.
shoes are off in the house. They eat 100% organic. So I'm thinking, what could be going on
right.
that's causing his headaches? And next to his headboard in his bedroom is a giant air purifier. And I have these meters that measure electromagnetic fields. And so this is super high. And I said to the mom, why do you have this so close to his head? And she said, well, he has grass allergies, and I thought the closer, the better. And so we moved it just 10 feet away. The fields dropped off dramatically. And the next morning, she called me up in tears, and she said, this is the first morning in 2 years he woke up without a headache. Do you think I gave him a brain tumor? You know, it's just like awful. But so he's
Whoa.
Fine. But you know,
so this happened in a day?
In a day.
One.
That's right. In a day. This is what I'm saying. This happened in a day. The woman with the cough, 3 days later, she called me to tell me her cough is gone. But the little boy's mom, the very next day. And then another instance was a baby was sleeping in a crib against a wall, couldn't sleep. And so the mom had called me in. And I measured the wall. It was a very high field. So I said, what's on the other side of your wall? And they said, there's a refrigerator there. It was in the garage. And so we just moved the crib across to the other wall, and problem solved, the baby sleeps. So there's some really simple things that it's just that people are just not aware, or the family who is, they're all congested. They're all on antihistamines and they're eating organic food. You know, they're good about that. But when I looked at their cleaning supplies, she was using a Swiffer, and I showed her all the chemicals in there, and Clorox wipes every day, you know, and all these things that are just because they're on the store shelves and they're advertised on TV, it just doesn't mean that they're safe. And so we got rid of all those things, and they're, you know, their sinuses are better. They're like, they're off the antihistamines. So, and she was like, so puzzled, what's wrong with Clorox? You know, so I had to send her a whole report. It has something called Quats in it, this chemical compound that is just really toxic. It shouldn't be used in our homes. And, you know, she was using it every day. So anyway, so that's what I do. And I've been getting referrals from doctors now because, some of the functional medicine doctors are really seeing the value that I can bring, because their patients will say, oh, I eat all organic. And then like when I walk into their house and I open up the refrigerator, I find stuff that is shocking. And, you know, like a big bottle of non-dairy coffee creamer. You know, it has just all artificial. There's nothing real in that. In that
even if it's
at
a,
all.
Even if it's a soy creamer?
No, not so much. This was Coffee Mate. If you've ever read the
ingredients on
Coffee Mate, it's pretty bad.
Yeah. No, I don't.
It's got hydrogenated oil.
Do you notice, what I'm curious about it is, when you go into all, you've been doing this for a while, are there like one or two or three most obvious things that you notice that people have? I mean, because, you know, if you give people a whole list, it's going to overwhelm them. But is there if you have this, get rid of it? Is there one, two, or three things that you could?
Number one is artificial scent. So in candles, in cosmetics, in deodorant. So, you know, the woman with the candles also had, all of her body care and hair care products were scented. So I made her get rid of those too. So anything with artificial scents. And so when you think
what about something natural scents, like natural oils? That's like lavender oil or eucalyptus oil.
Okay. So you have to be careful with the word natural scent or fragrant, because sometimes it'll say fragranced oil, but what it is, it's not. It's not essential oil. So you want to look for 100% essential oil. Most people are okay with essential oils. Some people are not. I mean, I've come in contact with people who wear essential oils, and I can't be near them. It's overpowering for me, even though it's natural. Sometimes scent can be a trigger. So so that would be my number one thing in terms of So scent, and then artificial food dyes are a big trigger for behavioral problems, headaches. They're pretty toxic.
Right, so give us an example of that, artificial
food dyes. So, you know, the moms who buy their kids these blue yogurt tubes, you know, you see anything that's artificially colored. So most processed foods are artificially colored, and you'll see the words like FDC number 5 or like that. So you'll see these colors, artificial colors in candy, lollipops, yogurt, cakes, cookies, just stuff like that. You just start to become aware of and start reading labels. Oh, like Gatorade, for example, you know, has a few different colors in it. People think, well, I want to have Gatorade because I need the electrolytes. Well, find something that doesn't have color in it. You know, or maybe it's coconut water would be another a good substitute. So, and then electromagnetic fields, I think, is my third, you know, big thing that people are sort of unaware that they're sleeping in this field all night. And when you sleep, that's when your body heals. So if there's one takeaway from today, think about unplugging your Wi-Fi at night, and definitely don't sleep with your phone next to your head. So many people use it as an alarm clock. So I tell them to put it on airplane mode is better than nothing.
Talking about, what about landlines? Are landlines okay?
So landlines are okay, except the cordless phones are really high fields. So the ones that are, if they have a handset and then a base station in another room, those have very, very high fields. So if you just have a regular cordless phone with just one receiver, that's not so bad. But I wouldn't have it in your bedroom, or don't have it near your head. So,
I got to change that.
You got to change that, okay. And then, good
home
water
for that one.
The water that we're drinking is pretty not so good, you know. Even though it goes through water treatment plants, they're not really getting out the pharmaceutical drugs that get in there.
So you're saying get a water filter. You're saying get a water filter.
Get a good one, So I have a website, BethGreer.com, and I have a whole bunch of recommended products on there that I've vetted and used myself, and I've just done a ton of research, so I pick the things that I use myself, like air purifier, water filter, and some natural makeup and like that.
And you, and also I saw on your website there's a guide about 10 easy steps to purify your home. Is that?
Oh yeah, that's on there. So yes, if you want to sign up for my newsletter, you'll get that. And I teach classes, so I'm just completing one now, a Detox Your Home course. It's a 4-session course, and I'll be running it again probably mid to late January. And I go through the whole gamut of what goes in us, what goes on us, and what surrounds us, so that you can really understand.
Is that in person or online or both?
So it is. It's live with me online. So I'm on video. You get to ask questions,
right,
and you get email support. And then I have a ton of handouts and easy swaps and, you know, suggested safer products to use, like that.
And that's going to be, you say, in the end of January?
Yeah, I haven't picked a date yet, but people can get on my wait list now. There's a there's a sign up on my website. So I really want people to know that we have been bombarded with chemicals that haven't been around. You know, 50 years ago we didn't have all this stuff, especially the electromagnetic field and all the chemical. They keep creating new chemicals, and they don't, the cosmetics industry and the cleaning industry are self-regulated, so they're not really, so people, you know, the manufacturers can sort of put whatever they want in their products, wait 30 or 60 days, and then put it out on the market. And we're the guinea pigs. And so it's impacting our health. I mean, you see there's an epidemic of illness going on. And when I was growing up, maybe you'd heard the word cancer, you know, come about once in a while. But now it's like
everywhere.
You know, everyone is impacted by it. And the pediatricians that I work with tell me that their practices have changed dramatically in the past 15 years, that 80% of their patients now have chronic illness. These are children with chronic disease, obesity, right, ADHD, anxiety, depression. I mean, it's just the list goes on and on. It's just it's not normal.
I think part of the reason when you mention cancer, you know, you hear about it more, is I think people are, you know, they're more willing to talk about it, where before they didn't want to talk about it. Where today people are willing to talk about that. People come out and say, "I'm a cancer survivor," and it's people used to have a certain amount of shame around it, and now it's. People talk
about
their health,
it's
the weather.
Yes, but the reason they're talking about it is because it's commonplace, and they know that there's a lot of other people. They don't feel like, you know, ostracized because they're the only one who has it, and they're embarrassed. Now it's kind of like I'm part of a tribe. You know, I'm a survivor. So
what I always like to ask my guests is what inspires you right now?
Well, two things. Nature. I am so grateful. I moved to a home and I have a backyard with some fruit trees, and I planted blueberry bushes, and it's very inspiring to watch my garden grow. And the other thing is my dog, because in May I had to have his eyes removed. He had glaucoma, and I tried to save him for like 3 years, and I tried drops and everything, and I just had to do this. I was advised by several veterinarians, you know, that he's beyond homeopathy and herbs, Beth. That's what they told me, acupuncture, which is what I had been doing, and along with the drops. But anyway, so he had the surgery, and I am just so blown away by his bravery and his adaptability, and he now just relies on his other senses. He can't see, but he senses everything. And he's like, no one knows he's blind. He's out in the street. He's on a leash, but he's pulling, he's sniffing, he's peeing, he's barking. It's amazing. Anyway, so he inspires me.
Wow. Animals are amazing. I've always had a dog since my whole life. I've always had a dog. What gives you hope right now?
Oh gosh, I guess again, it's nature. It's seeing the flowers blooming is giving me hope. You know, because the political situation every day is making me a little bit nuts, and seeing
right.
how, you know, the whole environmental global warming is being brushed aside and all that. So, but when I see that nature is regenerative and I see the people in the environmental world working on alternatives, you know, that gives me hope, that seeing that there's other ways of producing energy other than coal that maybe is going to become mainstream. Or I just saw just the other day this boy who he made artificial limbs by 3D printing, and doctors were charging something like $80,000 for an artificial limb, and he's doing it for maybe $500. And so people that are inventing you know, amazing things for our future that are helping other people in a very cost-effective way, that's giving me a tremendous amount of hope.
And if there's one thing you would say to our listeners right now, just one thing, what would that be?
Which relates to what?
So if they think about you, just anything.
Well, I just feel like I would love people to sort of start to become aware of what they're putting in their bodies, on their skin, and surrounding themselves with, and to realize that if they're not feeling well, that maybe it's something going on in their homes that they need to pay attention to.
Well, thank you, Beth, for being our guest on the Inspire Possibility Show, and also for your openness and contribution you're making to other people to kind of
thank you
get them to think about something they don't maybe think about enough.
Thank you, Mark. Important. Thanks for doing the show. It's a great show.
Well, thank you. And I want to remind our listeners, Beth Greer has been our guest today. Every week we have interviews with many amazing people that can enlighten us, inspire us, and get us to think about possibilities that we never considered before. So thanks again. Until next week, journey on. Thanks for listening. I hope you feel inspired to take the next step in your life. And if you haven't already, please take the time to visit my website at inspirepossibility.com and discover the various services and products we offer that could just very well change your life.